the multi-state projects, and originally when I came on board, it wasn't truly multi-state. It was more of a national approach. Even though we still call it that, it's still national. It is really important because it allows for a group of individuals. With us, it's the project that we're working on now is a very dynamic project that has lots of different parts. There's a nutrition part, there's a food safety part, there's a production part, there's an engineering part, which is great because as we're looking at these poultry related problems that we're trying to work on, nothing is a stagnant problem. Everything we're dealing with is a very dynamic issue that we need to look at.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. Anatox, partnering with the world's food producers to develop and deliver innovative programs to efficiently produce safer food. BASF provides sustainable, high-performing ingredients that enhance the quality and productivity of your poultry feed. Kerry, proven on the farm, trusted on the plate. Kerry is where technology is made. The Poultry Science Association is dedicated to advancing poultry science worldwide. Learn more at poultryscience.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Poultry Nutrition Black Belt Podcast. Today, we're joined by Dr. Dina Jones. And Dina, can you tell us a little bit about your role as Acting Center Director?
Okay, thank you, Kelly. Good morning or good afternoon or good evening, whenever I guess someone's listening to this. It's morning here. I am the Acting Center Director of the U.S. National Poultry Research Center, which is one of the primary poultry research locations for the USDA Agricultural Research Service. We're located here in Athens, Georgia. Here in our center, we have 6 research units that work on everything from poultry food safety and poultry and egg food safety and product quality, feed safety, and then also we conduct all the agency's research on exotic, emerging, and endemic poultry viral diseases here at the center. So we are a wide breadth of topics that we cover here, but we are an epicenter for our agency and focused on the poultry and egg research. And we've also, as time has moved on, in particular to this podcast, we have expanded into feed safety, and our mycotoxin and toxicology research unit has shifted gears to focus primarily on poultry feed and the safety of that.
Wow. That's quite a lot.
It is. It's a very dynamic location.
I knew that you did a lot. I've known you for a while, but that I didn't realize, and especially within this new role, everything that falls underneath your umbrella. So, absolutely, you know, ties into nutrition, but also so many other different things that are, you know, very important to getting product out to the consumer. But there's so many different steps.
And a lot of times, I always take time to mention, everyone knows about or has heard about the research that comes out of the location and the research units, the 6 research units that we have here. But what they lose sight of often is the 4 management units that we have here, because we do have a need for a diverse group of individuals to help in our center and to help us do all this research. And it's not just the PhDs or the DBMs that are here to do the research, and the scientists that you see out speaking and everything. Our 4 management units are administration and financial management. We have a whole group that deals with operations and facilities, another group that deals purely with food, with our safety and biosafety for our facility, and then we have veterinary services. So within that, we have a lot of other, especially if I'm always beating the drum. For those of you who may be from an academic setting, or even those of you who are in industry and thinking about you might need to do thinking of a little different path, we have got a spot for you. I want everyone to know that there is a role that you can help with the U.S. National Poultry Research Center and also the other research, big research centers within ARS across the country.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. So how long have you been in this role?
Well, I have been acting for the better part of this last year. We are in the final stages of shifting to a permanent center director position, and that should be announced within the coming months on that final decision. But previous to that, I have spent 23 years as a research scientist here at our location.
Yeah. And so that's how, when I first met you, we were involved in a multi-state group. And I remember coming into the room and then seeing you and knitting fearlessly.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say, the woman who's knitting, that's how everyone knows me to begin with in the meeting. If you walked into a poultry meeting and seen that woman who's knitting.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and the funny thing is too, I mean, you know, to be quite honest, I thought, oh, well, she's not, is she paying attention? You know, and then no, you're with it. I mean, you know exactly what's going on. You just are. I mean, you were doing fidget spinners before they were, you know, a thing. Just the knitting.
And you know, everyone says that. Like when people first meet me, they're kind of like, "Oh, I saw you in the back of the room in a meeting. I thought you were the rudest person ever sitting back there, blatantly not paying attention." And then they immediately go, "But I figured out about 10 minutes into it that you are more on top of things than what everybody else was doing. Like you are more engaged."
Yeah. So funny.
There's some groups in the egg world that apparently there's a knitting index. And because they watched me, it has to do with how I'm handling and what I'm doing with my knitting about what's happening in the meeting. I'm
like, that's funny.
Really, we're not paying attention. If y'all have been for years figuring out this quote unquote knitting index for the time of the meeting.
That's funny. So I guess with, in your role as a researcher and all the different things in the, so I guess, do you mind to explain like what a multi-state group is, just for people those that may not have any knowledge?
Thank you for not saying, as someone who's been around for a really long time and has a great history, that you could provide this. I appreciate you not saying that as your, but I know that that's where we were heading. The multi-state projects, and originally when I came on board, it wasn't truly multi-state. It was more of a national approach, even though we still call it that, is still national. It is really important because it allows for the a group of individuals with us. It's a very, in the project that we're working on now, is a very dynamic project that has lots of different parts. There's a nutrition part. There's a food safety part. There's a production part. There's an engineering part. There's like, which is great because as we're looking at these poultry-related problems that we're trying to work on, nothing is a stagnant problem. Everything we're dealing with is a very dynamic issue that we need to look at. So as we work at and forge these teams across the country, because originally when we started off and they were regional projects, it was because some of the universities dropped some of their expertise. Used to, almost every land-grant university had every expertise of poultry science you needed within the university. And then they're like, well, we have to go to a more regional approach because we don't have all those expertise. Well, now we literally need to be national because we don't have all these expertise evenly spaced throughout the country or within a region or whatever. So we need to work together. And a lot of times I always come up, number one, it's fun because we are a very unique, eclectic group of people. And so you can't not laugh your way through a meeting because
absolutely,
there's so many personalities. That's number one. And yeah, you're always going to have great people to go out to eat meals with. That's always number two. That's important. And then number three is everyone has their unique perspective to pull in. And refer to, especially in my world, I deal with eggs and laying hen flocks. Dealing with laying hen flocks is completely different financially than dealing with meat birds, because meat birds, you're going to be in and out in a short period of time. We are committed to a year and a half to 2 years to a research study. And that is a lot of flipping money. It's a lot of money.
Absolutely.
So as such, we need to get as much goodie as we can out of those birds. And so by taking these national approaches with people, and then we all kind of cross train, we work together, we figure out how to cross train, and people on my team know how to do certain environmental assessments and set up equipment so we can get the data and then send it off to a collaborator for them to do. Or people in the field have been trained how to aseptically take a whole lot of egg and environmental samples for us to ship samples back to us across the country so that when we are putting these physical resources into maintaining this flock of birds, we are getting the absolute most information we can out to publish for our stakeholders, whether it be industry, whether it be academics, whether it be regulatory. So we're trying our best to do that. And the regional research projects, which are now national projects, allow us to do that so much better. And as we've moved on to like we have here where we can video conference, it's a whole, I like it a whole lot better now that we can see each other on the screen than when we used to have the calls in the squawk box. You know what I mean? Where we have the conference calls. This is like so much better.
Absolutely.
And then when we all circle together, usually twice a year, when we circle together at the scientific meetings or the big national meetings where we're all at, and we can at least get part of us back together. We have that literal FaceTime. But it's really changed things. I came through that way. I came through as a collaborative researcher. And I think, Kelly, you have too, because you've come through a generation when you were coming through academics. You needed to collaborate because, again, you came out of a university that didn't have pulp science department. So you needed to forge bands, you know, to find that expertise. So it was really, it's important.
It's been such a pleasure to visit with you today. And thank you everyone for tuning in. And that's another episode of the Poultry Nutrition Black Belt Podcast. Thanks again.